The Leaving of Liverpool by Maureen Lee. Read by Neris Hughes. Chapter 1. Dunheathly, Ireland, February 1925. Slowly, carefully, Molly closed the door of the doctor's house so that the catch made a scarcely audible click. She picked up the suitcase and whispered,
"Come along now, Anne-Marie. We're going to see Hazel."
"See Hazel,"
Anne-Marie said dully. It was neither a question nor a statement, merely an echo of her sister's words. Anne-Marie had been in a stupor since the thing had happened, just over 3 weeks ago. Molly put her finger to her lips, though there was no need. Anne-Marie was unlikely to speak again. The girls walked across the deserted square, frost skimming the buildings on all four sides, like icing on a cake. There wasn't even a breath of wind on the still February night.
"Be careful how you walk, darling. The Crown's horribly slippy," she warned through her already frozen lips.
They were both warmly dressed in thick winter coats, boots, and woolly hats. Molly buried her chin in her knitted scarf and saw her sister had had the sense to do the same. She'd waited until the clock struck 12 before leaving the house, knowing that almost everyone in Dunheathly would be fast asleep in their beds. The shops had closed hours ago, and the window of the butcher's was bare, though cakes remained on display in the baker's. Roddy Egan was forever trying to palm off stale cakes. A notice had been pasted on the window of Mrs. Geraghty's dress shop. "The latest Paris fashions in stock," which was nothing but a big lie. Only the old and the partially blind bought anything from Ina Geraghty, whose clothes...